Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, I've got a good one for you this time. Painful sex.
I don't know. Ouch.
Seriously, and this is all about what we call dyspareunia or pain on sex. I have pain when I don't have sex. Oh, was that too much sharing? Well, anyway, and so that was a very slow laugh, Michelle. Come on, you got to go
I'm
a little
sorry,
faster.
I'm sorry.
Pour that coffee. Come on, get that cup of Josephine
I'm
going.
I'm there. I'm here. I'm all in. Okay.
So listen, this issue, you know, that this whole painful intercourse thing is really a huge problem, and it's one that a lot of women don't feel comfortable talking about. And I think the only way through this is really to listen to an expert, Dr. Philip Sorrell, an obstetrician gynecologist, member of EmpowHer's medical advisory board, founder of the Yale University Menopause Program and the Yale Sex Counseling Service. So here's what we want to do, Dr. Sorrell. First, welcome aboard and tell us, you know, what is this whole issue of dyspareunia, this medical term for painful sex? Who does it affect, and what can you do about it?
Well, first, let me thank Pam and Michelle for inviting me to talk about this because it's such an important subject. I am glad that you mentioned the word dyspareunia, because one of the things that I'm going to recommend is that women first make themselves knowledgeable, and in order to do that, they should Google dyspareunia, dyspareunia, and then they'll get a great deal of information. Pain with penetration. Pain with intercourse. So I'm being more specific than you were, Pam. You said sex, and that's a very diffuse word. Let's be more specific.
I let you do the hard work on this one, Phil.
Pain with sexual intercourse. First of all, I think it's important for the population to know that in their lifetime as adults, among sexually active adults, over 80% will have one or more sexual problem at some time. The problem of pain, the problem of sex at any given time, whether it's a loss of desire or pain with intercourse or inability to respond, that affects over 40% of adults at any given time, but it's more than 80% over their lifetime. Now, in our studies, and this is all reported in literature, when we asked about pain with intercourse, the figure is somewhere between 40 and 50%, and remember that is not just a study in the menopause program. That study includes sexual histories from about 6,000 Yale students over the years. So we're not just talking about a problem at menopause. I'm not saying it isn't a problem at menopause, and that's due to vaginal dryness. But it can be a problem at almost any time in the life cycle. And
which
I think
is,
it's important for people to realize that first.
Which is what we see. On EmpowHer, we see young women who are faced with painful intercourse. They have pelvic floor pain. It just seems to be like the norm.
So let's talk about some of the reasons, Michelle. One reason can be something on a body level. For example, vaginal dryness can occur on low-dose birth control pills. Mm. Vaginal dryness can occur in women whose ovaries are not producing the normal levels of hormones. The story there is their ovaries make estrogen. The estrogen induces blood flow to the vagina, and that produces a secretion. If the estrogen level is too low, periods will stop, and the vagina becomes dry. And one of the reasons intercourse is painful, of course, is because of the dryness. But the other is that vaginal fluid is usually acidic and seminal fluid is alkaline. And if there's no stimulation of the vagina, then, in fact, the release of the ejaculate in the vagina can cause burning and pain. So you see, there's a variety of reasons on just the physical level, and we shouldn't only be thinking of the woman. One of the important concepts in trying to understand the problem of dyspareunia is the concept that there's no such thing as an uninvolved partner. let's not leave the male out.
Right.
Over the years, there actually have been the rare situations where the pain was due to the man having a very large penis. That, I think, is very rare, because most women's vaginas will adjust to the size of the penis, whether it's smaller or larger. But occasionally, you can see that. But keep in mind the issue of dryness due to a hormonal imbalance as one part of the story.
Well, then obviously we have to look at the mind as well, and women who've been traumatized, you know, mentally, through a lot of different sources, everything from just horrible body image.
So let me say something about that, Pam.
Because
as the professor of psychiatry in our sex counseling program is one that is in the Department of Psychiatry at Yale, not in OBGYN. First vaginal penetration does turn out to be quite important in the history.
Yes, very much so.
For example, the young girl at age 12 or so inserting a tampon and getting it caught and it being very painful to take out, that can be the first pain message.
Wow.
And what that does then is engender a fear of penetration.
Right. There you go.
See, it doesn't have to happen with intercourse. It can have happened from petting as a young girl, from masturbation, from using a tampon. There are many, many scenes that can set the stage for a fear of penetration. If you want to talk even more psychologically, women who have had an early child history of treatment that involved body penetration, for example, allergies,
exactly,
with desensitization, and the fear of penetration wasn't of the vagina, but it was just the desensitization to the allergen, that can engender a fear of penetration that extends to the vagina. So, yes,
you know, and the other thing too is just trauma itself. I mean, when people have been in car accidents, they've had pelvic trauma and other issues, and they've just had a lot of stuff go on there. The very thought of becoming involved and the very thought of vaginal penetration, sets up a huge mental block. So we've got all these reasons why this is going on. Right. So how about some solutions?
Right. Solution number one is the very first thing a woman should do who's having pain with intercourse is to stop having intercourse. In other words, turn off the alarm signal. Stop the behavior that's making her frightened. And instead of sex being a source of pleasure and satisfaction, a source of fear and anxiety. So step number one is stop having intercourse before you do anything else. That doesn't mean you can't continue having sex. In fact, we always encourage continue having sexual stimulation, but no penetration until you figure out what's going on. There is a condition called vaginismus, and that is an involuntary contraction of the muscles around the vaginal opening, and when that occurs, it makes any penetration painful. That will occur when there's been a history of pain. So even approaching the vulva or the vagina can lead to muscle contraction, and then penetration will be painful.
Okay, Phil, as you're looking at this issue of vaginismus, I think that what we're really saying is we really need a superb expert like you, and that women, you know, to Michelle's point earlier, need to be able to be assertive and aggressive about finding an expert just like you. If you want to hear more about Dr. Philip Sorrell, Yale University, please go to empowerher.com, Dr. Philip Sorrell, and learn more. Thank you so much for coming on board and helping us understand this painful problem.
Well, thanks for including.
Thank you, Phil. And I think it's really important for women to go talk to their doctors when this happens to them. It's so critical that you talk to your doctor. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. You're listening to Radio MD.